Welcome to BBS Talk Radio, the number one talk radio in the world. Yes, in the world. We are very proud to be on talk radio. You're listening to For a Beautiful You, and tonight's guests are the 2008 Miss U.S. Beauty's National Queen, Gina, and our 2008 Mrs. U.S. Beauty's National Queen, Jeannie. How you doing, ladies?
Great.
How
are you?
How are you doing?
I'm fine. Let's start with Gina. Gina is from Kentucky. And our two beautiful ladies here won the 2008 Miss and Mrs. U.S. Beauty's National Pageant this past March. And they are national queens representing their title for the next year, actually. Next July is the next national pageant. And for those who do not know about the pageant, let me give you a brief description before we have our interview with the girls. We are a pageant, and our motto is a positive person is a success. We focus in on the beauty within as well as the beauty without. And Gina and Jeannie have demonstrated that this past March to our judges when they were selected our national queens. So starting with Gina, you know, they would have to have almost similar names. So now I have a hard time, you know, when I'm talking to the both of them. We're going to start with our Miss Gina. How have you been?
I've been wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We're real busy, as you know. I want to know, since winning your national title, what has this done for you?
Oh, my goodness. It has done amazing things for me. I've actually got to work with the Queen for a Day organization, which is a nonprofit foundation that works through the local Vanderbilt Children's Hospital as well as other chapters throughout. And I've also been able to volunteer at the Center for Courageous Kids located here in Scottsville. And there I just get to volunteer my time and work with children with different physical and mental disabilities.
Let's speak about the Center for Courageous Children. Give us a little bit of detail about this organization.
Actually, this is a brand new organization. Betty Turner Campbell, which is the daughter of Cal Turner, the one who founded the Dollar General and Dollar General Markets. She is
love
the one that actually opened this. I'm sorry?
I love the store, but go ahead. Dollar General.
Oh, yeah, who doesn't love Dollar Store? But no, she actually had a son who was diagnosed with cancer and finally lost his battle, I think, when he was 21 or 22 years old. And she had researched several of the other camps located in Florida, and she just decided that she wanted to start one here in Scottsboro of her hometown. So this we got to be up and running in October, and this is the first summer for the full-week camps, and that's what we're doing so far.
Well, you know, we're very proud of you because you've taken your title and you are putting it to good use. In fact, such good use that you won another national crown because the one you have is being used a lot.
It has. It has been passed from child to child, and I am letting them do it because that's what the crown was for. You know, it wasn't for the beauty. It was for my platform. And to see the smile on those children's faces when they get the chance to put it on top of their head, it is worth every minute.
Well, you know, we're not a platform-based pageant. However, we are focusing this year, for the first year, on our motto, which is a positive person is a success. Because I really believe when you have good self-esteem and you feel good about yourself, you can conquer anything in this world that you want as long as you're not hurting somebody. I believe the positive thinking is going to make anyone forge forward to achieve what they want in their life. And try not to let the negative get in the way, as everybody will experience while they're trying to reach their goals.
Right.
Now, Jeannie is our Mrs. U.S. Beauty's National Queen. She is a spokesperson for a wonderful organization, which the U.S. Beauty's pageant is going to support this year, Jeannie, because I know how close it is to your heart. But I do want to tell the audience that you are a captain in the Army and that you just came back from Afghanistan in January. So first of all, from all of us, we want to thank you for your service. and your dedication to the United States. And I want to ask you to talk about the organization that you are a spokesperson for.
Well, I am currently a national spokesperson for the Lupus Foundation of America, and specifically their Living with Lupus program. And for those of you who don't know what the Lupus Foundation of America is, it's the nation's leading nonprofit health organization that's dedicated to lupus research. And they're really kind of a grassroots organization. They do have a national headquarters in Washington, D.C., but they really gather their strength from the 300 chapters that are located nationwide. So there's a local support group for families and people who are diagnosed with lupus so that they can, you know, seek assistance and research and education about lupus locally.
Well, I know you were on Jennifer Wood's Pageant Talk International a few weeks ago, and a big hello to Jennifer Woods, who's a big supporter of the USPDS National Pageant. If you're listening, Jennifer, we love you. And I know that you were very excited to meet Jeannie because you were diagnosed with lupus. And we wish you the best. You know, you're in our hearts and prayers. But tell me, Jeannie, you know, people listening are saying, a captain in the Army and now a pageant winner? How did we go about from one to the other?
Well, as I explained to a lot of people who asked that question, I don't know that there's necessarily a huge difference in the two. It's kind of just one of the many kind of different circumstances you'll see, especially when you encounter, you know, the realm of Mrs. Pageants, because you encounter so many women who have these amazing stories to tell simply by virtue of the fact that they seem to be doing it all, as a lot of married women do. You know, they've got families, some of them have children, some of them have very interesting careers, so I don't know that it's that far of a stretch, but both pageants and the Army can definitely test you in terms of being able to push your personal limits. So that's kind of how it started out for me, just another example of a personal challenge that I kind of put myself up to, and you know, the great thing about the U.S. Beauties pageant system is that they really promote and support that. So I found a great home there.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know if you're aware of this, Jeannie, but back in 2006, we had the Spirit in America pageant where we dedicated our national pageant to the fighting men and women troops. And we had our contestants put together care packages throughout the year, and our stage was in red, white, and blue. We had soldiers that came to the pageant, and it was actually our pageant songwriter wrote a Spirit in America song just for them. So it was an exciting year of actually helping to be there in support of the soldiers, which we really love doing. Gina, this is your first pageant. You know, when we look at the DVD, I have to tell you that that pageant should be named The Many Faces of Gina. Because I never seen so many different faces of astonishment after winning, such as yours. And we've even captured it on pictures on our website at uspdspageant.com. Tell me how you felt at the time when you were going through that metamorphosis of the different expressions.
To be honest with you, it almost was like a numbing sensation. At first I thought, did they really just say that? And then it was like, oh, yes, it was me. Now what do I do? You know, it was just constant going over in my head, just different, oh, my gosh, just different thoughts. I was speechless.
You know, this talk show is so wonderful for us to be able to get information, positive information, to everyone listening. We don't like the negativity. There's too much of it in the media. I was a talk show producer and host for 4 years, and I remember our show was all about positive people that had great energy and great stories to tell, and I really love to focus in on that. And to me, watching the two of you win was, it was like almost like God wanted this to happen this year, for you to be a part of it, and the judges really did their job. I mean, you never know what the judges are going to see versus everybody else, but I have to tell you that they couldn't have picked two nicer girls than the two of you. We want you to know how proud we are to have you with us because of what you represent, of who you are, and what you're doing with your title, which the media never focuses on, okay? They never know that you girls are out there visiting children's hospitals and spokesperson for Lupus Foundation and working with children, you know, with special disabilities and things. Nobody wants to hear about that, but they want to hear about the negative. I'm going to start with Jeannie. How do you think we can change that in this pageant industry that we're in?
Well, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head when you talk about how sometimes the media chooses to focus on, you know, a little bit of negativity. And I choose not to believe that it's just the fact that it's negative, but, you know, it's kind of the unexpected, which is what gets more people interested. So when you can find some kind of out there in left field story about, you know, a beauty queen, for instance, who in theory should be just beautiful and kind of heart and face, you know, doing something that's a little bit out of the ordinary, that tends to get people's attention more. But I think the way that we can change that is by really kind of working with those outlets that publicize that information. You know, TV, radio, a great thing you've done here by, you know, starting up this talk show again, just getting positive information out there. Because a lot of times you will find across all systems that most pageant title holders really truly aren't doing it for the notoriety. They're doing it out of the goodness of their heart. And those title holders aren't going to necessarily be the ones who go out there and promote their own positive story. So I think that, you know, directors and pageant staff can really help their title holders by doing that for them.
And, you know, we plan in helping you girls get the word out this next year by giving you the love and support that you deserve as national title holders. Because it's just not a crown and banner. It is a symbol of excellence. You have Princess Diana that wore the crown, you know. You have different queens in England wearing the crown. It is a symbol of excellence to me and something that I do not take very lightly. So, Gina, you're very young, and we would like to be able to portray a positive image to the young miss that will be competing next year and who are contemplating competing. How do you think you're going to be able to roll your title to the young women of today's society?
Okay, Diane, you cut out. Can you repeat the question?
Oh, absolutely. What can you do as a young national queen winner to promote your title to the Miss who want to compete next year at the national pageant?
Oh, just to tell them that anything is possible as long as they set their mind to it. You know, being a young adult, going through the college experiences and trying to get out on my own, and it is a wonderful opportunity just to have, and promoting your self-esteem as well.
And you know something, that is what we're focusing on, you know, is self-esteem, positive attitude, and success. Now, there's pageants that have platforms, okay? We wanted to be original, so we're taking our motto this year, a positive person is a success, and we are asking our contestants to send us success stories in their lives. It could be they helped a sick relative. They helped a sick child get through an illness. They brought groceries for a family who didn't have any money. We're focusing in on the successes of our contestants, which is platforms are wonderful, but I want to focus in on the success of our contestants because everyone has a success story, and if they don't, they will when they're with us this year. And so, Jeannie, how do you feel about that? When we focus in on the success of our contestants.
I think that's great, and I think that you did a great job by, rather than focusing purely on a platform, focusing on the individual success of each of your contestants, because I think sometimes just competing in a pageant itself, literally the onstage portion, the interview, everything that goes step by step and preparing for a pageant can be overwhelming in and of itself. And then if you add to that the fact that, you know, they feel like they need to choose a particular platform to support, that can almost be too much. So I think that it's a great step in saying, come to us so that we can help recognize and celebrate your individual victories, and that we can, as a pageant system, help you find that which makes you successful, however you choose to define it yourself, and, you know, really turn that into something that is worthy of being a national title holder.
And Gina, what does a national title holder mean to you? What advice would you give those who want to compete in a national pageant, and what does the title mean to you?
You know, when I first started this pageant, I had no clue what I was getting myself into. And to be quite honest with you, I am very, very pleased with what this has brought forth to me. It has been not only a self-fulfilling, but it's also been an overwhelming experience that I would not take anything for. Being a national title holder has given me so many opportunities to go out and to do more things, as well as the staff and you, Diane, being there for us to schedule those personal appearances to get us out there to promote us. You know, it's just been a wonderful and amazing journey.
Well, we know that both of you have very busy lives. We don't want our national queens to live for just what we do. But they are such beautiful women with stories to tell and platforms to promote. And with Jeannie being a spokesperson for the Lupus Foundation, because it's special to her, because I believe your mother had this. Am I correct, Jeannie?
That's right. My mom was diagnosed with lupus 13 years ago, so that's how my family and I became involved in it, and it really is a personal journey for all of us.
So, you know, listeners, I know that you listen to the media about the fact that, oh, you hear stories, who's drinking, who's going out all night, or whatever the case may be. I want you to know that if the media would focus on people like Jeannie promoting the Lupus Foundation, people like Gina promoting the children's organization and the things that she's involved in, focusing on what these girls and other title holders in different systems are doing, instead of looking for the negative, you may see the pageant system come around to where it used to be with the respectability that it had two decades ago. Instead of dwelling on the negative, look at women like Jeannie and Gina who are working hard to promote their title by taking their time away from their families, away from the things that they normally do, to get out there and visit children at hospitals. Try to encourage different people to join on with the Lupus Foundation to find a cure. We all have to do things together and make it a team effort, because if we don't, it's not going to work. So you girls are going to be holding your title another year, and we have a lot of things coming up for you that I think you're going to be very pleased with. I know that I've spoken with a wonderful woman, and I hope she's listening. Her name is Jacqueline Peterson from a management agency in California. And Jacqueline, if you're listening, this is Jeannie and Gina I was telling you about. And wonderful woman who wants to help you girls, you know, with, you know, meeting different organizations and scheduling appearances where you can meet many people out there and give advice to them on what you're doing, you know, and give a word of encouragement to the little girls who come up to you and want to rub your crown and give you a hug and things like that. So starting with Gina, what else do you have planned for yourself for the next year? Where do you see the national crown taking you the next year?
For the next year, I hope to see myself being able to, like you said, get out and make those personal appearances. For the remainder of this year, right now, my big challenge is to make my personal appearances as well as graduate in December with my bachelor's and taking my daughter into first grade. So this year is pretty much full, but next year I'm really looking forward to traveling and getting to know more people and visiting more places.
And how about you, Jeannie? What are your plans for the next year with your national crown?
Well, of course, I plan to continue to work with the Lupus Foundation of America. And what I'd like to do and what I hope to be able to do specific to the U.S. Beauty's national pageant system is to really support and endorse all of the state-level pageants this year. I think it's wonderful, just, you know, the sheer numbers that have grown, that have come up since Gina and I competed in the last national pageant. So I think that it's going to be a really great opportunity for us to help support the national pageant system and to help it grow in terms of the numbers of states that feed into the national pageant. And I'm really excited about that.
Well, yeah, you know, Jeannie and Gina, even though the pageant was small, it doesn't matter if it's small or if there's 100 girls. You still have to get judges to like you. You still have to get them to feel that you're the right person for that crown and banner. I know with me, I was sick for 2 years, and my girlfriend kind of took over for a while, and then when she lost her son, I took the business back, and then we started to move it again. But it took a little bit of going back and, you know, getting it going, because once, you know, you don't have the business for a while and you come back, it takes a year just to get it back on its feet again. So the enormous growth that we have had the past 3 months is astounding to me. You know, I was never one to take on state directors and, you know, want this kind of responsibility, but I'll be honest with you, the women that are taking on their states are phenomenal women, and they will also be interviewed on the show later on in future show, but we are very proud of all of them because they are an extension of what we do, and it's very important to have state pageants that will, you know, hold their states in the best goes the nationals. The nice thing about it, Jeannie and Gina, I'm sure you know this, is we have consultants that we have brought on. There's a lot of new girls competing who've never competed in pageants before, and our goal is to make sure they have a positive experience that they can bring with them into whatever they're doing in their life. So we do have consultants to work with them this year, a pageant coach. We do have a dietitian. We do have a makeup artist and a jewelry consultant. And these women are going to prepare the contestants for their national pageant. Do you think it's important that we have done something like this, Jeannie?
Well, I think that self-confidence can definitely make the difference between whether or not a contestant has a positive experience or a negative experience. And I know, having competed in a couple of pageants now, that just, you know, the difference between feeling confident and feeling prepared versus not feeling confident and prepared is a huge world of difference. I really do believe that preparation or just feeling prepared can help you take home the crown. So I think in terms of just really enriching the contestants' experience, that's definitely a good thing.
Jeannie, how do you think we can break the stereotypic role of the beauty queen, okay? Because, you know, right now I know our listeners are thinking, okay, 5'9", pencil thin. Okay, well, that's not what it's about for us, okay? We focus in on the positive energy of each contestant, the beauty that each woman has. You know, not everyone could be 5'9", 110. Structurally, genetically, maybe even health-wise, it just can't happen. If I have a girl that comes to me and said, I've exercised for 6 months, I can't move from my size 10 to a size 8. Be happy with your size 10. Be happy who you are. So how can we convince the media to stop it with the stereotypic way of targeting this industry, Jeannie?
Well, I think that, first of all, you definitely end up with title holders that the judges are looking for to fill a particular role. And if you have judges that are educated as far as to what exactly it is that your particular system is looking for, you'll end up with the title holders that represent that. And I think the great thing about this system is that, you know, you really celebrate women who are confident in themselves, who promote positive self-esteem, who are comfortable in their own skin. And it doesn't matter if that's, you know, 5'8 and 145 pounds or if it's 5'10 and 110 pounds, just as long as they're comfortable with who they are and that they really project a positive image. So I think that as long as you continue to have a staff and a panel of judges that embrace that and are really looking for that, you're gonna end up with a beautiful woman inside and out, regardless of what she looks like.
And how do you think, Gina, how would you answer this question if a newspaper reporter came up to you and said, gee, you know, beauty pageants don't mean anything to me. How can you convince me that I should like them?
You know, I agree with Jeannie. You know, it is the person and their personality. To get them just to enjoy the pageant, tell them to be at one, especially a pageant like the U.S. Beauty System, where it does promote the person's success. They have to see it to believe it on occasion, but, you know, it's well worth it.
Well, listeners, you can see very well what the judge is seeing in both these beautiful women who we are so proud of. We are very proud of the both of you, and we couldn't be happier that you are our national queens. And we're telling the whole wide world this, so I just wanted to let you know. But it's a team effort. You know, I know my gals are listening. Catherine Hecker, you know you're one of the best with the state directors that you've signed on. Thank you, Megan Baumgartner, our marketing director. I know you're listening. You've been wonderful, you know, and it's a team effort with everybody together. You know, I have to thank my husband, Dennis, because you know what? He puts up with a lot. You know, I put a long hours in. You know, I'm working on a major project, actually a couple major projects that have to do with our pageant organization to bring forth, you know, more knowledge of what we do. And my husband puts up with a lot, you know, and very seldom complains, and I love him for that. And Jeannie, I know you're married. In fact, when our missus wins, their husband places the crown on them. And you know what? I would love Dennis to place the crown on my head, Jeannie. I really would. I've kind of aged out of pageantry. But you know what? That experience is awesome. Tell us about it.
Well, I think that one of the things that makes participating in a Mrs. pageant very different from other types of pageants is that it really is a team effort as far as what you do in terms of preparing for the pageant as well as what you do as a title holder in relation to how your husband supports you. And I, even if I wasn't married to Will DeKine, I would have to say that he's the best mister that you could possibly have on your side because he'll do it all. I mean, he knows more about shopping for the things that I need and getting ready for a pageant than most men should be forced to have to do. But he's a great traveling companion. He never complains. It doesn't matter where we go or what cause we support. He's always there with me 100%. So it's really great to be able to have him as a part of the whole recognition process. And I couldn't be prouder of him for everything that he's done with me. So I attribute all of my success to his partnership with me.
Now, for our misses who are listening and contemplating competing in our system or any other pageant system, what advice would you give to the husbands who are sitting there going, I'm not sure I want to do this? You know, what is in it for me? What is it going to take her away from me? You know, let's try to convince the husband, Jeannie, that it's okay for his wife to compete.
Well, absolutely. And again, that has to be a personal decision that the two of you come to. But you can be involved as a husband as much or as little as the two of you decide. You can be the husband that goes on all of the personal appearances or drives the convertible in the parades or, you know, helps with the packing or the pageant preparation. Or you can be the husband who is kind of just there quietly cheering her on, you know, just offering support however she might need it along the way. So I don't think that it should be a deterrent either way, as far as whether or not you think that your wife should or shouldn't participate in a Mrs. pageant, but just know that support and teamwork come in many different forms, and that as a married competitor, as a married contestant, she's going to need you for some kind of support. So whatever the two of you decide that is, just, you know, help support her 100%.
Now let's give some kiddos to Will, okay?
I'm sure he'd love that.
I hope he does. Will, you know, if you're listening, I want to thank you for sharing your wife with us. I really do. I really do. She's a beautiful woman. Give some kiddos to Will. Tell us about him. I think the listeners would love to know about Will.
Well, Will also was an officer in the Army, and he recently left the Army. He is now an engineer for a corporation in Dallas. So after 10 years and 4 years at West Point, he decided that he had served his time proudly, honorably, which he had, and he now works in the civilian portion of the world. But all along, he's been a constant support to me. He, like I said, comes with me to most of my appearances. He has been married to me for 7 years, and for a lot of that, we've been deployed to foreign countries separately and apart and together. So, I mean, he's really endured a lot, and I'm just so glad that we're both here, you know, on American ground, and we're able to spend some time together, and what a neat experience to be able to do it together, you know, while I'm promoting the national title.
And we're happy that you're both home safe, and thank you for serving your country so proudly. Gina, you're a young pageant winner, and you have a lot of responsibilities. You're raising a daughter, you're going to college, it must be difficult juggling the schedule. So tell us about your life. What's your typical day for Miss U.S. Beauty's Gina?
I'll actually give you an example of this week. My daughter is a six-year-old, and this week starting at 8 o'clock in the morning, we have basketball camp, and then I go into work, get off of work, pick her up from the babysitter. We headed to a ball game last night at 5 o'clock, then headed to Vacation Bible School at 6:45, so it's a constant on the go, but once she's in the bed, then I get to do the email and the MySpace and Facebook thing. So, you know, it's a busy day, but it's well worth it.
Now, you've seen your life change since winning a national title. Tell us how your life has changed, Gina.
My life has changed tremendously, honestly, because, you know, it's not just a pageant, it's open doors. And like I said earlier, you know, it's gotten me into the Vanderbilt Children's Hospital and talked to the directors there, the Center for Courageous Kids, and working with the children, as well as it's open doors at my school. I have now been able to go and speak on behalf of the Lindsay Wilson College Human Services and Professional Field, saying that anything can happen with, you know, your life. I can go and tell the other students that even though that you are a full-time student or you may be a non-traditional student with children or not going full-time, you can still fulfill your dreams and do anything that you want to do.
Now, our 2003 Mrs. U.S. Beauty's National Queen, Susan Kajna, if you're listening, you know we love you. Her dream was to always go into St. Jude's Hospitals to speak with the parents and the children, encouragement and uplifting and do different things. And really, it wasn't until she won her national crown that the doors were opened for her. And for a year, she went into the St. Jude's Hospitals visiting the parents and the children who were ill and hugging and kissing them and, you know, bringing gifts to them and being a source of encouragement. But she wasn't put in the newspaper or on the media, was she? See, this is what I'm saying. You have a year of dedication to service, but yet nobody wants to talk about it, you know, and it's really a shame that it doesn't happen. And everything we try to do to bring it to the forefront, oh, it's just, you know, it's too good. It's goody-goody. Nobody wants to hear it. I remember when I tried to promote a positive documentary to someone in Chicago and pitching it for almost 4 hours. My husband and I were sweating it out pitching it. The bottom line was there wasn't enough negativity in it, you know, so nobody's going to want to watch it. Really? Well, I'm going to tell you something. If we put together a positive documentary on how hard you girls work, the things that you do after you win your title, the positive people that you touch and the positive way you promote your title, people are going to listen. They're going to listen. And one of these days, it's going to happen. There's too much negativity, too many people out there putting people down, too many people wanting to discredit people. You know, it's part of the world, it's part of the industry, but we really don't want to have anything to do with it. You know, I just look at it like my girls are very special to me. We're going to get them out there and show the world what they're doing. And so that means a lot to us, you know, and I hope that this next year we're all going to work together to do that. So, Jeannie, there's a lot of women that I've spoken to this past few months that said to me, I'm not pageant material, I can't do this. And you know what, they were beautiful women, but they had low self-esteem. How can I help to encourage them more by telling them they are special and to raise their self-esteem?
Well, I think, as we talked about earlier, that a lot of people have kind of the misconception about what exactly makes a beauty queen or a beauty contestant. And by helping to explain to women, like you're doing this year, that you're really a success based on your own individual dreams and goals and ambitions, that makes you beautiful. You know, and like we talked about before, it's all about self-confidence. It's about being able to project that, to be able to interview with judges and articulate to them just something special about yourself, being able to kind of tell a story about why your life is important and special. And for everyone else, it's very different. But as a pageant director, you can help explain to women that this is how you can articulate to someone else what makes you unique. And that in and of itself is enough to make you a winner.
And Gina, how can I encourage the younger girls to compete? What do I need to do to make them feel like they're special enough to be with us and they don't have to be this Barbie doll looking type of girl?
You know, to promote the younger girls, I really can't say a whole lot because, you know, I am 5'9" and I weigh 115 pounds. But if you watch the video, I am one of those girls that eat nonstop. And just to tell them that to be yourself, to get out there and just to do what you want to do and say what you want to say, because that you want to be the national winner and to prove that you can do this in itself.
Well, you're on the go all the time. You know, that's probably why your metabolism's going to 40, because I don't even think you have a chance to sit and eat based on your schedule. You know, and it's really cute because I like the way you are interacting with the children that seem to have fallen in love with you. I'm going to tell you, I have noticed over the years, when we've taken our girls on personal appearances, as soon as we hit the entrance, I'll look at them and I'll go, now, once you put your crown and banner on, you're going to get noticed. People are going to come up to you, and sure enough, I don't care if you're Miss Pumpkin or Miss U.S. Beauties, as soon as you walk through that door, people love a queen. In fact, I was talking to Jacqueline about this just yesterday, how people are looking for national title holders and state title holders to be at their event. And I think it's wonderful because now I think that people are starting to realize that you girls are more than just somebody that's going to wear a bathing suit on stage or someone that looks pretty, that you actually have it inside of you to give to the public what they want. And you know, girls, you know, in parades, you know, I'll observe this with our queens, that as soon as they are passing people, people are going, I love you, you're gorgeous. They hit the main street. Everybody's cheering and clapping. And you should see the girls' faces. Ah, I love it. I love it. I'm like Ron Howard now. You know, I like to be behind the scenes, and I like to watch all the action take place. It's just exciting to me. What is the most memorable moment of your national title since you've been crowned Jeannie?
Well, I think I had a really amazing opportunity to participate in this year's Boston Marathon with my two younger brothers. And not only was it an opportunity for me to be there with them, and I hadn't seen either of them since my return from Iraq, but it was also a great opportunity to be there with the, you know, Mrs. U.S. Beauty's banner, to be able to take pictures with everyone who thought that, you know, above and beyond just being there at the Boston Marathon, as if that wasn't enough, that I was there representing a national pageant. And that was just an amazing experience, just being able to be there, to be with my brothers, to be there in Boston with, you know, 30,000 other runners, many of whom were there representing a cause. You know, Lance Armstrong was there promoting his Live Strong campaign. I was there promoting lupus awareness. There were a lot of people who were promoting each, you know, their own individual cause. So it was kind of like the Super Bowl of people supporting causes at literally the second most observed sporting event in the world. So that was an amazing experience.
And Gina, what is your most memorable moment since you've been crowned the national title holder?
I actually had the opportunity to spend a weekend at the Center for Courageous Kids here in Scottsdale, and it was really interesting because all the kids and the families had heard that there was a beauty queen coming because they actually have a beauty shop on site for the children to go and get dressed up and have their nails painted and stuff. And technically, the beauty queen never showed up, but the weekend was a salute to Hollywood or the old-time TV shows, and one night I dressed up as Ginger, and I had my dress, and they're like, are you the beauty queen that was supposed to be here? And I just kind of shook my head and said, yes. But this was on a night where the families were getting up and leaving the next day, and they said, we would have had no idea because you interacted with the kids so well, and they were like, we appreciate what you're doing. They said, you didn't have your title to make you above the children. They said that you got down on their level and you wanted to be a part of their lives. And that right there showed me that people do care about you no matter what you hold. But the most memorable part of this is two young ladies came up to me the night that I was dressed up and they were like, can we try on your dresses? And I said, sure. You know, I went to their cabins the next morning and put the dress on them. But one of the little girls didn't get that opportunity, and I felt horrible. So I actually sent a crown to her, and her writing me back telling me thank you with the picture of her and the crown has been the most memorable part of being the national title holder.
And if our listeners visit usbeautiespageant.com, you will see pictures of Jeannie with the wonderful little children that she has touched with visiting them and making her appearances and meeting the many people she has, as well as Jeannie with the appearances she's made so far. I mean, wonderful appearances. And Jeannie, what upcoming appearances do you have that you're going to be at?
Well, this weekend, Will and I will be heading off to Jacksonville, Texas, which is where they host the World Tomato Festival, which is kind of interesting. Actually, we've been talking back and forth with their Chamber of Commerce, just asking them about the recent salmonella scare with tomatoes and how that's going to affect the festival. And fortunately for them, it doesn't affect them at all because all of the tomatoes that they use for the celebration are locally grown. But that should be a really neat experience and an opportunity to get to, you know, kind of hang out with some people who are local from Texas and with some people who have come from around the world to celebrate tomatoes.
Oh, and I love tomatoes. And being Italian, I was raised on tomatoes with sauce and things like that. My pasta was on my table four times a week. That's why when you get older, the hips kind of go, a pasta really isn't that good for you when you get older, but it's so yummy. Love it. And Gina, what are your upcoming appearances?
Our county fair is actually coming to town the first week in July, so I will be participating in their fair parade and hopefully with the pageants that they will be holding as well. I've actually got a scheduled week at the Courageous, and then I'm hopefully going to be able to join the Pageantry United to walk in the 3-day breast cancer walk.
Yes, our very good friend Liz from my pageant place. Hi, Liz. I know you're listening. She is having that. Well, tell us a little bit about that. I want the listeners to know that because I know this is very special to Liz.
Yes, actually, I think they were actually going to hold a 3-a-day in Arizona, but it has been changed to San Francisco, California. And it's going to be held in November. And what this is it's for women, or actually anybody, who wants to walk for the breast cancer. And what it is a 3-day walk, 60 miles. And it's just a time for women to come together and walk for a great cause.
Oh, wonderful. That is wonderful. And I know this is so dear to Liz's heart. And I know we're going to have Liz on our show soon. She's going to talk about that exact thing, is coming up, and we want to help Liz get the word out because it is for a good cause. You know, ladies, our show's almost over pretty soon, but I want to let you know that we are going to help schedule you appearances this year. I mean, you give us a call, let us know what you need done. If there is a contact name or phone number, give it to us, and we'll make sure that we get the appearance for you. I know that we had former Mrs. That made quite a few appearances, and any time we've called, 99% of the time, the appearance was booked for our queen. So please feel free to let me know what's happening in your lives, and we'll be there to support you. Before we close the show, Gina, I just want to have you tell the listeners why you think pageant competition is important and why it would be a great thing for them to compete for their self-esteem.
With, like Jeannie said earlier, you do have the interview process. You have the evening wear. And in the U.S. beauty system, not necessarily the swimwear, but you give us the option to do the high fashion wear, which expresses our own individual, you know, personality. And it's just a great way to get something for yourself.
We don't do swimsuit. You know, I look at it, girls, two girls aren't going to make personal appearances in swimsuit.
And
not everybody has that perfect figure for swimsuit. And I'm not going to have a girl up there who really wants to compete that doesn't feel like, you know, she's ready to be, you know, in a swimsuit. So,
I do not have that swimsuit figure.
And, you know, the high fashion, Jeannie, do you think it kind of shows off everybody's personality?
I think it definitely does. That actually turned out to be a really fun portion of the competition for me, and one that I surprisingly won. And I was talking to my husband about that afterwards, and in a million years, I never would have thought that I would have done well in that event. And he said, you know, what's great about fashion wear is that it really showcases your individual personality. So if you go out there, whatever reflects you personally, that's what's going to do well. You know, just sell yourself as you would be honestly, and you can't help but do well. So that's actually a very fun event.
Well, you know, thank you, ladies, for being on the show this evening. You are a high caliber and an inspiration and a director's dream, and I sincerely mean this from my heart, that I am proud of the both of you, and the next queens have big shoes to fill when they are crowned, and you crown the new girls next July. But you know what? We're going to have a fun year together, and everything's going to be great. So thank you, Jeannie and Gina, for being a guest on our show tonight. And
thanks for having us, Di.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Yes, thank
and,
you.
For our beautiful you, thank you for tuning in, and we hope that you'll be listening next Wednesday evening. Have a nice night.